Leading the news this morning, the National Surf Lifesaving Titles will resume at another beach on the Gold Coast today, despite the death of a teenage competitor. 14-year-old Matthew Barclay died during a board race on Wednesday. The father of Ironman Saxon Bird, who drowned during the event 2 years ago, has blamed organisers for the latest death. A doctor who's worked at Darwin's immigration detention centre says suicide attempts, drug overdoses and self-harm are common at the centre. He's told Lateline that detainees are depressed and something needs to be done to change the system. The state of Australia's detention network will be the subject of a parliamentary inquiry to be released today. The Catholic Church in Victoria is launching a campaign against gay marriage. It plans to send out 80,000 letters to parishioners, arguing that any move to legalise same-sex marriage would undermine family life. A Senate inquiry is currently looking at the issue. The federal opposition is accusing the government of trying to cover up delays in the national broadband network by announcing a rollout plan. 1,500 suburbs and towns are slated to receive the NBN over the next 3 years. And at least 9 people have been injured and more than 50 arrested during a nationwide strike in Spain. Protesters clashed with police as they tried to stop businesses opening. They're angry about new labour laws that make it easier for companies to fire employees.